Hello and welcome to the third episode of Other Rovers with Luciana Villa. My name is Luciana and today we're going to talk about the importance of being surrounded by the right people. Especially when you have goals, when you have aspirations. Well, every time in life, you have to be surrounded by people that encourage you. And I think that that is something extremely important because I think and I believe that we are how we live and who we live with. I do think that one of the biggest impacts that someone can make on us is because we are surrounded by them. Because of course that when someone says something completely stranger to your truth, and that someone is practically irrelevant to yourself, then you don't care. And you don't receive that information with importance. But at the same time, if your mother, if your best friend, if your sister says something to you, then it makes a great impact to you. So at the end of the day, when you choose to be surrounded by the people, you're choosing how you're going to live. You're choosing how your life is going to turn out. So with this being said, I want to stay clear that I don't think that in this world there is black or white. I don't think that there is a good or a bad. And that, of course, that there is a mid-ground and you decide how to receive information, because everything can be seen as bad. Everything can be seen as good. It's just how you receive that information and make it influence in your life that you decide if it's good or bad. But at the same time, let me put this example. If someone is bullying you and someone says something extremely mean to you, you can take it something good. You can take it as a growth opportunity, as something that makes you more, like, I don't know, that brings up your self-esteem or that makes you, like, work harder for things. But at the same time, it can be something that destroys you, that brings you down, and that makes you believe that you can't do anything. You decide it. When someone gives you information, you decide how to act on it. But again, that doesn't mean that you're keeping relations and you're keeping that friendship with the person that bullied you. So, like, being surrounded by the right people is not that they need to say the perfect things, that they need to always be telling you good things. But surrounded by the right people is those people that are supporting you. But at the same time, when you make a mistake, they acknowledge it and make you fix it. But at the same time, when you do something good, they congratulate you. So right now, I wanted to focus on this and I wanted to do this episode because as a teenage girl and as a human, I've been through a lot of relationship problems, well, friendship, through a lot of situations where there is a lot of drama and where there is a lot of miscommunications that just bring up bad feelings in myself and bad feelings about myself. And that is not good. That is not the right thing to do. That, of course, that when something that what people say has an effect on you, because that is exactly what I wanted to say, that everything in life, that everything people do have an effect on your identity. We are constantly being formed by how others live and how we act upon their actions, how we receive their moves, how we listen to their words. So it is of great importance to choose who you are surrounded with. And thankfully, it is a choice. So, I don't know, as a human, and as you are humans too, I know that you understand that many situations where you say something wrong, that people just, I don't know, take it personal. But at the same time, when someone said something and you take it personal, I've taken personal a lot of things that people just say because they wanted it to say. Because they just blab out words that they are thinking about. And when you think and when you act, you're not probably planning what you're going to say. You just say it. And of course, there are thoughts, since they're not planned, since they're not scripted out, they may come out wrong. As I'm talking to you, sometimes I just, like, get stuck into words and I say them in the wrong order, or, like, I don't know, maybe I've said a comment that act aggressive to you, but that was not my intention. So I think that something important to know is that, of course, it is important to be surrounded by the right people. But it is not that one mistake, it is not that one word means that they are bad, means that they are doing something bad for your growth. Because everyone says bad words. Everyone says something that they don't mean, and that we take personal, that we take as as something offensive, which 99.9% of the time, it is not against you. It is just something that came out wrong. So I think that it is important to consider this when we are talking to people, when we are listening, and that, of course, that we are talking, when I am talking, I need to consider about this. But at the same time, especially when we listen to others, I think that it is extremely important to understand and to just try to get that when someone says something, that it doesn't exactly mean what you were, what you believe it means. I don't think that the others are constantly thinking of what you're going to receive from what they're saying. I'm not constantly thinking of what others are going to receive from what I'm saying. Of course that it comes to my mind, but after I say it, during, I just blab out what I'm thinking. And that is with other people too. So with this, I think that relationships are based on understanding, are also based, of course, on relating with yourself, and at the same time, they're based on reflection. So the first point, that it is understanding. We need to understand the thing that I said, that not that when someone says something that comes out wrong, it's because they mean to, they intend to hurt you. It could be. Of course, there are people that intend to hurt you. But the majority of the time, people don't want to hurt anybody. And people just want to say what they're thinking. Then second point, relating it to yourself. Understand that you could be in that situation. And that when someone says or does something that comes out wrong, you could also be in that situation. So if you try to understand it, if you try to reflect it on yourself, then makes it a lot more, much more easier to not be mad about it, to just not take it against you. And third, reflect. I do believe that it is important, and it is, I believe that it is the biggest thing to consider when going into a into a relationship, to reflect. to try to, to analyze the situation. Because of course that people don't intend to hurt you. But at the same time, if this bad words, if this insults keep on repeating, then there is a point where you can't tolerate it. And I've been there, and you've been there, and I know it. We've all been there, where someone just starts off saying different, many insults in your life. And if you stick to the plan that you're going to understand everything, then by at the end, you can get hurt. But at the same time, you need to analyze if the situation is recurring or just just a one-time thing. I think that in life, and in relationships, friendships specifically, in social interaction, it is extremely difficult to be conscious of the situation. Because I've gotten mad. I've gotten desperate and pissed about what others have said about me, to me, about my friends. I've gotten to many problems because I don't take the time to understand it and reflect on it, to analyze it. I've been through a lot of situations where I've risked relationships, where I've risked my own security because of the information that I received and how I decided on receiving it. So of course it is important who you are surrounded with. And it is something that fortunately you can take a decision on. Thankfully, it is your decision to choose who you are surrounded with, who you are surrounded by. Because as I said, we are constantly being formed by our surroundings and by how we live. Our identity is also the others. It is also the words we listen to, the moves we feel, the actions we, the actions we see, the opinions that we receive. Our identity is not just ourselves, but also the others. So I think that when it comes to life, when it comes to social interaction, we should be thinking of two main things. First of all, just stop. Stop, think, observe, and plan. I went on a trip and I had this guide. It was this guy that his name was Bill, and he taught me a lot of things. But I think one of the biggest things that I've learned from him is this acronym that's called STOP, it could be literally stop, but at the same time it was to stop, to think, observe, and plan. This was, of course, that when we were hiking and you got lost. But at the same time, I think that we can apply it in life. If we stop and think and just try to analyze and understand and observe, then we can plan our next move. It is possible because we are in constant change and everything keeps on evolving. But at the same time, if we don't stop and look at it, then we might miss it, as Ferris Bueller said. So I do think that it is important to understand, first of all, the situation that you were put in, and finally decide if you want to be in that situation in your future or you just want to change. And it is valid. It is completely acceptable to decide to change. Because life is change. And even if you've been friends with that person for your entire life, if you one day choose to end that relationship, then it is fine. And it can be understood. But it is because you've been through a process where you've stopped and think about it. And at the same time, you've decided on it. So yes, to end up this episode with, I just want to say that when it comes to your life, you decide. You decide who you live with, who you interact with, how do you receive the information that others give you, and how that information affects on yourself. And that is magical. That is something extremely powerful that we all have. We all have that power to decide, to choose. And we should take advantage of it. We should make ourselves proud because we can use this power. Because we decide our identity. We decide how our life is formed. Thank you.